This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. People gathered outside a South Boulder high school last night to remember the victims of Monday's shooting at a nearby grocery store. Former Fairview High student Aisha Rowell said she won't forget the people who were lost or the place where it happened.
For me and my friends, King Supers was reliable. It was safe. It was a place that many of us grew up at.
Hundreds of people saw the vigil online. The suspected gunman in the shooting at the King Supers made his first court appearance yesterday. Pitkin County has Colorado's highest coronavirus case rate right now, and now it has the strictest COVID-19 rules in the state. Jordana Sabella is the county's interim public health director. She says tourism, especially to Aspen, is likely driving the rise in cases.
While our residents are typically staying home and going to work, when visitors come, they're spending more time at restaurants. They're typically gathering with more people.
Arts and culture venues closed by the pandemic will have another chance at new funding. Here's CPR's Monica Castillo.
Arts venues and cultural spaces can start applying for the U.S. Small Business Administration's Shuttered Venue Operator Grant on April 8th. The grants are part of a $16 billion stimulus program to help organizations, theaters, museums, and zoos keep their doors open. Each business can apply for up to $10 million to cover payroll and pay debt. The money can also go towards personal protective equipment and any reopening costs. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
Colorado weather gets sunny and warmer for the weekend. This is CPR News.